Taylor Watch.
Happy birthday to you.
Mash up.
Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Gia. G is 25. Whole brain.
Frontal lobe.
Let's pop some champagne.
Yes.
25 is Gia's birthday today, Monday. So yes. By the time you will hear this, her birthday will be no
yesterday.
More. However, I think 25 lasts a week. Last I heard.
I mean, people have been very confused as to when my birthday actually is because I've been posting about it for about a week now.
Listen,
so.
It's 25 is a big one, and yes. It's completely worth all of the celebrations. I always say that 25 is the year that you finally are like, I have a brain and I can use it.
Yes,
you know.
I hope that that's the case. I've been feeling it a little bit more.
Love that.
Yeah.
But you don't realize it. You don't realize that you don't have a brain until you. And then you're like, oh yeah, shit. I didn't have a brain.
Wait, I can
that's
like
so
make.
Crazy.
Yeah, like what's?
Let's do. I'm afraid to open this on the pod.
Oh,
I'm pretty good at opening champagne though.
It would be so funny if it like went right to the TV.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay! Birthday girl.
Yum, yes, ASMR. Can you hear it?
Yeah, can you hear the bubbles? Perfect, amazing.
Cheers. Thanks, Kel.
Yay.
Happy
birthday, precious. Okay. Very exciting. Very exciting times. Very exciting days.
Yes.
Let's think, what was Taylor doing at 25? What was she up to?
What year was that?
It would have been 2014.
14. Okay.
She would have turned 25.
So right around 1989.
15. End of 14.
Wait, she was 25 during 1989 era?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. For some reason, she's like 19 to me.
Oh my God. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. That is kind of crazy.
Because I was 25 in the end of 2015. And she's 1 year older than me.
Right. Interesting.
Wow.
I know.
See, and so how do you love the 1989 album right now?
I do love the 1989 album.
Sometimes it just goes well with your time of life.
I think so. I will say I've been saying Midnights has been a little bit more on my game.
True.
But 1989 I freaking love. Special Place in My Heart, especially when the Taylor's version came out, I was nonstop listening to that album.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How's it been so far? How the last couple of days been?
It's been good.
I didn't go to your birthday party. I'm very sorry.
I know, I missed your presence. People were asking for you.
No shit, really?
My friends are like, where's Kelly Keys?
Oh my God, that's really nice of them. I didn't come. I was intending on coming. I double booked myself and I said I'll stop by Gia's after I go to a dinner.
Mm.
And then I got too drunk at dinner. And
it happens. Listen,
I say too drunk, I mean, you would have thought that I got drugged. Like, it was...
Verging on a blackout or were you blacked out?
No, I was blacked out. I was blacked out. And I didn't realize it. Mm. And it snuck up on me. But I realized how blacked out I was when I threw up 1,000 times on Saturday. So,
there you go. Yep,
you know,
there
it doesn't
go.
Matter how old you are, you will always throw up if you drink too much at dinner.
That's facts.
So that's what happens. So I apologize. But I saw you wore a beautiful dress.
Yes, I wore very inspired by Taylor Swift and her Cleo Pepiot dress that she wore for her birthday recently.
I thought that it was, by the way, when I saw it. Is that the Cleo? I said, Gia. Okay.
A lot of people were thinking that it was Staud. I was like,
love Staud.
It was a nice dress. It was on the more expensive side, but no, not a Cleo, but a great dupe. Show me your muumuu.
Show
me your muumuu. Yeah.
I really did think that it was. So,
yeah,
but
so
you look
cute.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Was
I had so much fun.
Did you
so
drink
much
your little
fun.
Heart away?
I blacked out really, really, really hard.
Love
so
it.
Even if you came later in the night, who knows if I would have even known.
That's what I'm saying. It would have been two ships passing in the night. Neither one of us would have known. So I figured this celebration would be better.
Yeah, my friend said that I had a great time. I was dancing a lot. Had a good time. They tried to take me home. I said no.
Hell
so
no.
They took me to the after party. And that's
said,
when I proceeded
to
get even more drunk than I was throwing up in the toilet. They said I was like a little bit
at
like
the bar?
At my friend's apartment, they got it, like the afters.
That's my girl.
And my friends were like kind of concerned at a certain point because they were just like, are you okay? And I just like only shake my head yes and nod my head no.
Uh-huh.
But then they go, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song? And I go, cowboy like me, and then just put my head right back into the toilet.
Right. Sometimes you just need a couple things to make sure you're still there.
Yeah, exactly, okay? Exactly.
Normal conversation doesn't always come out, but if you ask me to dig deep in the depths of my brain for my fave Taylor Swift song, it's going to come out.
I can be a dead body at that point, and 100%. And I could say that. So I thought that was pretty funny, but it was super, super fun.
Excellent.
Lost my phone at the bar. My friend had to get it.
Love it.
I was a bit of a mess, but a classy mess.
A classy mess. Yeah. And you know, what other time can you be a mess if not your birthday?
Exactly. Exactly. So. I didn't do anything bad. I didn't throw up on anyone's shoes. Mm-mm. I didn't leave my bar tab open. I was slaying.
There you go. That's perfect. And that's really all you need. Yep. Love that. Proud of you. Happiest of happies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. I feel like I had one other thing to say about your birthday. What? What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Outfit,
the night.
Shoes were so cute.
Thanks.
The night.
It's like kind of, it was pretty low key. Like, it was fun, but like, it was not like a big banger. Like, it was at my bar that I love in the city, and just good vibes all around. Good
love
time
it.
With my friends, like, all weekend. We went to Central Park, walked around, got a good hot dog.
Yes.
Really good hot dog.
Oh, shit. That's smart. I should have gotten a hot dog yesterday.
Yeah. It was, I got Nathan's instead of Sabrette's.
Oh, yeah? How was
really
it?
Really good.
Nathan's is a great, like, if you forget about Nathan's, and you're like, ooh.
It was like a little chilly. The hot dog was warm. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was really great.
Shit, I might have to get a hot dog, like, on the way home today. I can't
believe
I still haven't had one since our last conversation.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, fuck. It's like once I go up to Central Park, like, I know I'm getting a hot dog.
Yeah, no, of course.
Like, which way or the other, doesn't matter. I'm getting a hot dog.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's happening. I remember what I was going to say.
Oh.
It's kind of in tandem with your birthday, sort of.
Okay.
And it's that confirmed.
Oh.
Gia.
Oh, my God.
Will be attending.
Yes.
The Taylor Swift Show in Paris. Taylor Watch in Paris.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. Too.
So such an exciting day.
Yes,
so many exciting things.
It is so
things.
Exciting. Oh my God, I totally
right,
forgot.
Right, because we like
that happened like
it,
yeah, that happened on like Thursday.
Yes,
I think
so it happened
right
after
or Friday
we
morning. Yes,
since then.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I am officially going to Paris
officially
with
going
Kelly.
To Paris. So
yes,
excited! I told
so
all my
excited.
Friends. My friends are hype. Everyone's pumped up.
I'm
it's
so excited.
Fabulous. I can't wait.
Already thinking about what I'm wearing.
Oh my God. It's like nearly impossible.
Yeah.
The pressure is getting to me for sure. Already thinking about what I'm wearing. Again, I have bits and pieces of like 100 different outfits. I have no idea. We're going to have to regroup
exactly.
and figure it
yeah.
out. My friends
yeah.
too are all, we're all drowning. None of us know what we want to do.
I know.
Because the Swifties right now, the costumes, the outfits that they're wearing.
Amazing.
Holy shit.
I know.
It's nearly impossible to keep up with all these people. We have to remember too, though, that the international tours, people have been waiting for these tours for like a year. So
right.
they've had a lot of time to prepare.
That's
they've had
correct.
A lot of time to think about their outfits, their looks, what they want to do, to see what other people are doing and stuff. So they have a little bit of an advantage. However,
yeah.
we could have been paying attention the whole time too. We did go a year ago and we could have been, you know.
I know.
But
I wish that I really want to think of something like creative, you know, like based off like a lyric that
Same.
I love or something, but it's just so hard.
It's so hard, especially when you start doing like, I saw a girl. So speaking of your Midnight's Vibe dress, the original that Taylor wore, do you see that girl make the 1989 one? Holy shit. She made a dress from a tablecloth and over like 20,000 beads, something crazy.
So beautiful.
That like beaded dress that Taylor wore for her birthday, the Midnight's dress, the black with like the moons all over it.
Yeah.
She made one that was like an ombre.
Black to or blue
white
to white.
To blue, and did beads all over it and seagulls and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
And it was like a low back.
So cute.
Oh my God.
She said it was heavy. Like it was really cool. But you know, people are doing shit like that. So it's like, how do you even keep up?
Like, I can't. I can't do that.
It's impossible.
I don't have the patience and I don't have like the creativity. Like that, when I saw that, like my jaw dropped. I was like, oh my God, this girl, like she's slaying.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely crushed it.
Yeah.
So the outfits are, the bar is set a lot higher than it ever was before. So
big
we're
going
to have to think about that.
Big time.
Really excited about the trip. I think we should, we'll have to plan a little. We'll plan a little something. We'll plan some stuff around it. Maybe we plan like figuring out our outfits and like do a little video about it or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be
obviously,
fun.
Obviously, we're gonna vlog our experience. We must.
Oh yeah,
must.
Obviously.
It's also my first time in Paris. Have you been? You've been there. Before.
I've been there. Yeah.
So I've never been. So I'm also really excited about
that. We're
gonna have
so much fun. We're gonna go to the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my God, yes.
We should go to the Louvre too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're going to the Louvre. No, we're doing all the things.
Okay,
we're doing that. We're doing all those things. We're going shopping. My friends are like always shopping is the number one on the list. I say, yes, bitch. So we're thrilled about that.
Fabulous.
Can't wait for you to meet all my besties.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God, we're gonna have so much fun.
Oh my God,
I'm really trying not to spend too much money on my outfit though, because
true. Well, that's what I'm saying. You just have to be creative about it. You don't always need to get.
I
want to
use like pieces that I already have.
Totally,
because I have like cool like black cowboy boots. I want to like incorporate them somehow.
Bring them in somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a whole basically my entire wardrobe is a costume anyway too. So keep that in mind. I'll look through and I'm still going through all my stuff right now. So if I see anything that looks good vibes, I'll pull it out.
Cool.
But yeah, all very exciting stuff. Cannot fucking wait. That's night two in Paris, May 10th. Something else, another added thing that we have. I reached out to the, you know about Dave Portnoy's Eras Tour jacket.
Oh, yeah.
That's making its way through all of the, concert. It's been to every concert so far since he's been. And I reached out to them because they follow me and I was like, hey, just so you know, if no one claims the jacket for Paris Night 2, I'll be there. And would love to help facilitate if we need it, whatever. Yeah. And they're like, yes, for sure. So I don't know if I absolutely have the jacket, but that would actually be so. I'm like now praying that we do, because I would love for a picture of both of us with the jacket.
Oh my God,
being like
so
Taylor
cute.
Watch, like intercepts the jacket.
Yeah,
oh my God,
that would
love.
Be really, really
so
cute. Really,
so I hope that happens.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
But if obviously if somebody else, like, you know. It's for like real,
the fans. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't need it, but I would like that. Personally.
I would like that too.
I think that would be fun.
I thought you were going to talk about Miss Peaches for a second.
No. Although I bet Miss Peaches would be a Swiftie as well.
Oh, I feel like Miss Peaches is in her Reputation era.
She is
when she's chewing. Up.
She is very much in her Reputation era. She does not give a fuck.
Yeah, she's chewing up shit. Yeah,
she's chewing up everything she can, and she's doing what she
doesn't
wants.
Give a fuck. Yeah, exactly.
Look what she made me do.
It's Miss Peaches' world, and we're all just living
in it.
Yeah, literally.
We are all just living in it.
Yeah.
So that'll all be exciting. Concerts, can't wait.
Yes.
Just really, really good shit. Something else that reminded me, we're skipping ahead a little bit, I think, into obviously Taylor just wrapped up all of her Australia shows.
Yeah.
No one was spoiled more than the country of Australia with Taylor Swift. And
yeah, they really were.
You know, we'll go down the list in a minute and we'll talk about all the songs that they got and like their lives there and like how on earth are they so lucky. But you know, sometimes people get lucky and they all get really lucky. But I wanted to bring up two things. You mentioned Central Park earlier. I was going to ask you if you took the time to go pay your respects to Flacco the Owl.
I didn't. I didn't even know that there was a memorial. And when I saw that you posted it, I was like, oh my God, I was literally there. I can't believe I didn't go.
It's high up. It's on like 104th. Oh, okay. 104th and East Drive. It's high up. I had to take a subway up there. Like
really?
It was high up there. Yeah. But yes, rest in peace to Flacco the Owl.
Rest
People
in peace.
Know if you subscribe to my newsletter, I talk about him often. Also, he's
Did
a
he
New York City
Did he die Saturday
icon.
Morning?
He died Friday night.
Friday night.
And I was blacked out already.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know what
happened. It was like literally one of the first things when I got my phone. Yep. I opened Twitter. I went, oh my God, Flacco died. Mm-hmm. And my friend goes, Joe Flacco?
No, everybody said that. Everybody said Joe Flacco.
I was like, no, Flacco the Owl.
Flacco the Owl. It is a devastating loss for New York City.
Yeah.
Devastating loss for all of us. For those who don't know, Flacco the Owl was a member of the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah.
14 years in captivity.
No, Central Park Zoo.
Central Park Zoo. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah.
Bronx Zoo was the one that helped take care of him after.
Oh, okay.
In postmortem. Which there is an autopsy still. We're waiting for it to come out.
Wow.
Possibly foul play with a little bit of rat poison, maybe disorienting him, making him run into a building, unfortunately, which is how he reached his untimely death. I'm distraught.
That's verklempt. We need justice for Flacco.
Yeah, no, justice for Flacco. Yeah. So clean up the streets, okay? I don't fucking know. But yes, it's been a devastating weekend.
Yeah.
But my new favorite thing, I think, is I have different audiences on every platform,
yes,
okay?
So
people
do
that
I.
know me for real.
Yeah.
People that hate my guts because they don't like to think that I'm being sarcastic or dramatic.
They
on
don't
purpose
get, yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
They don't get
they
it.
Don't get your
they don't
humor.
Get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then others who like who do get it. So Saturday morning I woke up hungover as dick, like literally probably still drunk. Like
yeah.
I've never like I really went all out the night before for no reason at all. And I was already like feeling like, yeah, you know when you're like feeling like on
yeah,
the verge
like,
of
sorry
tears
for yourself,
just
yeah.
because you're hungover.
Yes.
Like that was that. I saw Flacco died and I was like, shut the fuck up. And I started having like a straight up temper tantrum in my house. And then I was like, oh wait, this is perfect opportunity to freak the fuck out about Flacco. I'm in the right mood. I'm going to squeeze out some tears.
Yeah.
People went were so fucking pissed about how sad I was about this owl.
I don't understand why people were so
mad. It's just haters.
I think because they hate you. So they
hate
just,
me right now. So they're like, you know what? Fuck this bitch. Like, you're crying over an owl. You're 40 years old. Like, they're crazy.
Like, people.
They're crazy.
I feel like people cried when fucking, like, Doug the Pug died.
No,
like,
literally everyone cried. And wait, so here's the thing. So I was like crying. I was hamming it up a little bit. It gets posted everywhere. Barcel always knows when I'm mm-hmm. turning on the crazy, and then they post me everywhere, which is why it's you know, there's a method to the madness.
Exactly.
Always.
Yes.
So I'm loving it. I'm watching all the hate. I'm like, this is fantastic. And then I'm now hungover for the rest of the day, puking all day, can't even move. I kind of log off for the rest of the day. Sunday, I plan to go to the memorial.
Okay.
And I get there. And I was planning on doing like another like sad video, like you know, me at the Flacco. I am sad about Flacco, to be clear. I'm very upset. It's tragic, sad. He was like a beacon of hope for people of the city, and it was big for the community.
Yeah.
However, I wasn't actually like slitting my wrists over it. But I was ready to like ham it up a little bit more. I get to the memorial, Gia. It was so fucking serious. It would have been in poor taste if I even attempted to make a joke.
Yeah,
like I went there and it was dead silent. People were crying, like really crying. There were notes everywhere. It was like the sweetest, most wholesome thing.
Really sad.
And then I felt bad for being dramatic about it. And then it just made me double down more, being like, fuck these people who like don't appreciate like
no,
whatever.
People are heartless.
Heartless.
I also think people don't understand or don't even care to learn Flacco's story.
They don't want to hear his story.
Flacco's story of freedom.
His story of freedom, which was, in fact, like I said, a beacon of hope for the members of New York City, the community of New York City.
Yeah, like
and
if Flacco can be free, so
Flacco,
can I.
Flacco escaped the zoo after 14 years in captivity, and he has been free for a year living on the Upper West Side. He had a small stint in the East Village, decided it wasn't for him, and came back.
I feel that, Flacco.
And everybody understands that.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, flying high, living free. And I live on the Upper West Side, which is maybe why it hit me harder. Because everyone on the Upper West Side knows Flacco.
Oh, yeah.
And every day I hope, is he going to land on my air conditioner? Mm. Is he going to land on my windowsill? Everybody gets glimpses of him all the time.
Damn.
He really hung out around 86th Street, which is, you know, also, of course, where he met his untimely death. And we're all devastated about it.
Yeah.
And so rest in peace to Flacco. Big ups. Pour one out. Have a drink for him. But the reason I bring it up, I wanted to tell that story, obviously, but I also bring it up because when it comes to crying on camera,
okay.
I am not a person who cries on camera in a serious way. That's just not my. That's not my vibe.
Yes.
If I'm actually sad about something and I'm really like devastated, I'm not like bringing. I'm not crying.
Yeah.
However, I can cry on a dime and then like manipulate the story
for it,
which is what's fun for me. Then it's like I'm an actress. But sometimes people get a little overwhelmed and cry a lot and feel it deep. And I think sometimes the crying and the performance of it is because a camera is on.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit more than it needs to be.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, of course, about those who see the surprise songs being performed for Taylor Swift and
lose their fucking minds. Yeah.
We saw a video and I'm hesitant because I don't want to,
I know, this girl is going
through some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This girl is going through some shit and I feel you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I feel your shit and I'm so sorry that you're crying your eyes out, whatever. But at a certain point, ladies and gentlemen, Swifties of the world, we got to get a grip.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw this tweet that was like,
just a little bit.
And like, I get upset over sad songs, but I just post, no. And then I go about my day. You know, like.
Because that's what all of us do. We're like, no, stop. I'm unfollowing. I'm done with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, we know the bit. We all know the bit.
Yeah.
When the bit gets to a point where you are like inconsolable on the floor, it's not that
the
deep.
The screaming
y'all.
Was a lot.
Screaming
yeah, and
is
you
a
could
lot.
Tell that her friends were kind of like trying really hard not to laugh.
I mean, this girl, clearly something else is wrong.
Yeah,
like, clearly something's going on.
There was
on.
A deeper rooted issue.
Right. Like, someone fucked her up and she's feeling it.
Yeah.
And I get it. I so get
I
it.
I get
again,
it. Exile.
No judge.
Like, it's a strong song. Yeah.
No judgment. But I would say word of advice is get a grip.
Yeah, there's a little judgment. There's a little judgment. It's just like
Olivia a little bit. I'm trying to be
girl,
nice.
Girl, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be
and
okay.
And also she doesn't like it's gonna be okay.
You can still listen to the song whenever you want.
Yeah.
You can still listen to the song whenever you want. But that leads us into this this barrage of magic that rained down upon Australia for the, oh, would you like a little more bubble, girl? Ooh, give yourself a little more bubble, girl.
Don't mind if I do, okay.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
I've been talking too much, not sipping. That's my usual. I always will pour a drink, and then I just never shut the fuck up, and I am, like, the slowest to drink. Then I catch up, and then I puke.
There you go.
So, Australia received maybe the biggest amount of bangers that Taylor Swift has ever come out with.
Yeah.
So, for those who are still kind of operating under the impression that she won't repeat these songs, which she has said that she will repeat songs still, that there is no rule anymore about not repeating songs. We don't have to worry about it. However, people think like, all right, she did these songs here. She's not going to do them here. Blah, 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 X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
People get upset. I understand. But we can't act like spoiled brats about it. You certainly can't lose your shit like that.
Yeah.
I think it's a little much.
I obviously, I get like being upset. Like I always, like when she did fucking, what was it? Ivy and...
Yeah. Let's go down the list.
Yeah.
So this is what Australia got as a toll. This is what Australia got in total.
In total.
I think is what I was trying to say.
Right.
Again, only took once of a champagne. I swear I'm not drunk. Let's see. Australia got in Melbourne and Sydney both.
Yes.
Red,
oh, okay. This is Melbourne as
this
well.
This is both. Okay. Red, you're losing me. Getaway car, August. TOSOTD.
TOSOTD.
The other side of the door. TIMT.
TIMT.
This
is me trying.
This is me trying. Let me look on my thing where I wrote them all out. Okay. Okay, so then, all right.
One time I got a friendship
bracelet. We know about that.
And it was like all that thing. And I was like, what the fuck? It was drop everything now. Meet me in the pouring rain.
Oh, no, yeah. Stop. Like, never. Okay, right. This is me trying. Come back, be here. Daylight. Teardrops on my guitar. And this is when Sydney started. It was a How You Get the Girl on guitar. And then White Horse, Coney Island mashup. White Horse with Sabrina Carpenter. That was something.
Yeah, that killed my soul.
Let's pause for
a
second and talk about that.
Okay, here's one thing. I feel like... if you're going to the Eras Tour, you may want your opener to get canceled because that means that they're going to come out and sing with Taylor as a surprise song. It happened
Absolutely.
With Gracie Abrams.
Yes.
Now it just happened with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes.
And, I mean, talk about a full circle moment of her as a little girl singing that song,
Chills.
White Horse.
Chills.
Yeah, and now she got to sing it with Taylor. Like,
it's incredible. It really is incredible.
For her.
The backstory on that is, I guess... there are two separate things. One, Sabrina Carpenter once tried to join a karaoke contest to sing Taylor Swift and was too young. She was like, you had to be 13 and she was 12. So she was like, I'm 12, I'm too young. And then there was a video of her maybe a year later, something similar situation, singing White Horse.
Yeah, so cute.
And so just a straight up child, little baby. So to have her sitting next to Taylor at the piano, singing White Horse beautifully, by the way.
So,
she sang it so
beautifully. I know. She has such a beautiful voice.
Such a stunning voice. And Taylor like peppered in some harmonizing with her. All while looking at her as if she was, like, the most precious,
like her child.
Her child.
Yeah,
like,
it was really cute.
Like, little sister vibe, child
yeah,
vibe.
Yeah, totally.
I did the math. I looked it up. Sabrina's 25 as well, or 26,
yeah, she's
I think.
20, yeah, I think she's
maybe?
24. I think she's a year younger than me.
So then they're 10 years apart, exactly. So
so
cute. Yeah, it's just it's a really sweet moment for Sabrina. Really sweet moment for Taylor. And it sounded...
oh.
Stunning.
Yeah,
like,
that was, like...
really good.
That's one that I watched, like, multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And like Coney Island too,
Coney
like
Coney Island, man. Coney Island,
so good.
Oh, and then also we got another part of another album cover song, "The Albatross." That also happened that same
night.
Oh
yes,
which
another
had to do with Coney
one.
Island.
Yes,
another one.
Yeah,
and people are now saying it's like a.
I just wanted to say I take back a little bit what I said about Taylor Swift because I didn't realize that like Olivia Rodrigo came out with like 13 different
vinyls. No, remember
vinyls.
We were talking
like,
about
yeah,
that. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like all
okay.
these people do that, that same shit.
Sorry, Tay.
But
sorry,
I don't
girl.
Understand. Yeah, for real. Sorry, Tay.
Yeah.
But also it's annoying. Like it's still fine to be annoying.
Yeah, can we put them all just on one?
I know. I know. So here's the thing. A lot of people here have a theory and this third alternate cover plus bonus track, The Albatross, is feeding into, and the colors are feeding into this theory that people have for the Tortured Poets Department coming out April 19th.
Right.
That the first one that came out, the manuscript, it says, I love you, it's ruining my life.
Yeah.
It's the denial phase. Then we have Anger, which is the bolter. You don't get to tell me about sad. Bargaining is the albatross. Am I allowed to cry? And so it's like these five colors. Mm. The next two are depression and acceptance. Depression is in Singapore and acceptance
is
in Paris.
Shit.
So I don't know. We might be in for a real treat if that little theory is correct. Mm-hmm. It does seem interesting. So the albatross,
it definitely,
another bonus,
like,
track.
Makes sense, especially with totally and does. Like the color schemes and stuff,
yes,
too. Yeah.
That's where people are getting the colors from.
Yeah.
And so the albatross is a bird. And or an albatross is a bird.
I'm
people
the
are
albatross.
Doing, yeah, I'm the albatross. Like, okay, so there are a lot of theories going around about the albatross itself. A lot of the, you know, a lot of the traits that an albatross has could be related to Taylor. They fly around for years without landing.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like
wait.
An albatross can fly for
six years without landing.
Yeah,
or yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
People are doing that kind of connection making, which we love. Apparently also, so she's saying Coney Island as well. And there's some sort of connection between Coney Island and the Albatross Hotel and a fire and the Bowery Hotel. Mm. And I don't know. And these are all things you can look up. I didn't look too deep
yeah,
into it because...
I saw a lot of these on Twitter. And this is when it kind of gets to the point where I'm like, you
I'm
know
like,
what?
Right. Let the
things are getting a little, you know, like out of control. I'm just going to stick with, like, the things that, like, clearly match up, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, those reaches, it's hard to believe that everything would line up like that. But, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe, who knows?
Let the greater Swifties do
yeah,
that uncovering.
Yeah, yeah.
And if something does come out and we can look at it in retrospect, we'll be
like, good job.
Clap of hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic
yeah.
job. Good for you. Okay. So that's exciting. Then we had Saturday the 24th. This one was tough for me personally.
Was this haunted?
The should have said no, you're not sorry mashup.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's fucking tough.
Should have said nar.
Yeah, and she did say it like that. She's like, you can sing this song however you want. You can sing it the American way or you can be yourselves.
Yeah.
Should have said nar.
Nar.
She really ate that R.
Yeah.
So should have said no, you're not sorry. And then she did a mashup of Peace and New Year's Day.
Ugh.
Which is just.
And Travis was there for that one, right?
Travis was there for, no. Travis, I think, was there for.
Are you sure?
The rain show. Oh, that's another thing. We're going back. The reason that Sabrina performed with Taylor is because there was a rain delay.
Yeah.
And so they had to cancel her as the opener. But I'm pretty
was
sure that
the
was
the same night that Travis was there. Okay.
Travis and
okay.
Ross Travis, who that was confusing.
Okay.
To me as well,
okay.
Because I didn't know that Ross Travis's last name was Travis. And I was like, what is going on here?
Ross Travis
okay. and Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Both
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Ross Travis also plays for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
Good friends with Travis Kelce.
I love their matching outfits.
Yeah. They had cute little outfits on, which was precious. They went to the zoo, obviously, with Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good ass time. A lot of
the
fun.
The zoo was so cute. And she was like, kangaroos are awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Taylor went off about the zoo.
Yeah.
And
it's very cute how she like clearly loved the zoo so much that she like made Travis come with her the next day.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
So turns out though, Travis only went to one concert.
He
flew in, went to the one show, maybe hung out for a day or whatever, and then went back
to
Vegas
for
their
another like party.
Chiefs like final season party or something. So which I think I understand. However,
he has stuff
it's just
he has
a lot
do.
Of flying. Yeah.
It's a lot of flying.
It's a lot
yeah.
of flying back and forth. But Taylor did it, I guess, for herself.
Yeah.
The party, though. It just didn't seem like that fun of a party to have to travel back for. No offense.
No, it did not seem fun.
And they had
fun.
Already done like 12 other parties. But
yeah, I think
you know,
he probably has like legal obligations that
probably,
he has to be there.
Probably. Something.
It's like, I don't know. It looked kind of, it was like another marshmallow thing. Or?
It was. Yeah. It was like marshmallow, like XL club, SLA. I don't even know what club it was at. Cool, sick. Love it.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But he still went to one show. Everybody loved it. She changed the words. Karma's a guy on the Chiefs.
Yep.
Love it.
So cute.
Then, yes, the next night, should have said, no, you're not sorry. Peace, New Year's Day. Devastating.
Devastating.
Losses. Then we got, is it over now? I wish you would. Haunted and Exile.
Yeah, Haunted and Exile is a crazy combo.
Tough. Come back from
crazy combo,
and then we are put out of our misery with Ivy, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, Maroon, and Forever and Always. So here's what I think, Gia. Last week when we were talking about whether or not Taylor Swift has ever heard this podcast, listen to this podcast,
right,
I think that she has in fact listened.
Oh.
And she heard us list all of these songs as our favorite ones. And then
say,
said,
fuck these
I
bitches.
Hate Taylor's Watch, Taylor Watch, and I'm going to do all of these songs and fuck those hoes.
Okay,
and then,
no, but.
And then Paris Night 2 is going to get me, London Boy Mashup.
Because she knows we're coming. She's like,
because she knows we're going now.
Yeah, literally. And she's going to do snow on the beach.
She's going to do snow on the
Yeah. Oh, you don't like the F word and snow on the beach? Yeah, well, here you go.
And she's going to do it real slow, too. Fucking beautiful. And then she's going to be like, fuck you bitches for doing this.
The only thing that's keeping me hope that that theory is not true, that she hates us, is the fact that she didn't do Right Where You Left Me. So, like, maybe she.
And she didn't do the lace either.
And she didn't do the lakes. Exactly.
And those are our number ones.
And you did get the maroon at
your... I got maroon. Yeah. And I'm just being greedy at this point. But forever and always... No, I know.
It's just... it's become Ivy, a little bit that more hurtful to the soul now that it's like a little a mashup. Because, you know, it's like... You, right. It really keeps you on the, your feet even more now.
Completely.
It's like, am I getting this full song or am I getting a little hint of something else? Am I getting a mashup? Yeah.
Word on the street. People on the streets. Mixed feelings on the mashups. I personally have no problem with it. I think it's a great idea. I think that especially because, you know, we have so many songs and she has so many songs that we love and we want to hear from. And there's not, you know, we love all of the songs in their entirety, but we have favorite parts of every song.
Yeah.
So what would be the harm in playing, you know, flashes of our favorite parts of every song? I don't really have a
problem
with it.
I wonder if people... To me,
people are quote unquote over it on Twitter. Okay. They're like, safe space. Can I say this? I'm over the mashups. I think they're just jealous, to be honest. I like,
get that. Yeah.
That the United States didn't get any mashups at all, which, like, you know, fine.
But
that's
I'm like, they might, like, later in 20, like, in Miami or whatever.
Exactly.
But, like,
also, these countries are huge.
Yeah. I can get why people are like, I'm kind of over it. The only reason why I would think that is because. Like, if she did a song like Right Where You Left Me, like, I would want that song all the way through.
You
know?
Thing.
So, like,
I feel the same about the lakes.
If something, like, if she combined it with something else and, like, you didn't get to hear the full song, I'd be like, oh, that's a little disappointing. But, like,
yes.
It's like, you can't be greedy about
exactly.
what she gives you, you
exactly.
know?
And
I think the idea of it is so cute and it's really great.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Greedy is the important word because, again, we need to remember that we are. Adults, most of us.
Yes.
And even if you aren't quite an adult, you still have to remember that everybody deserves good things. So you can't be jealous. You can be jealous, but you have to be also gracious and not greedy. Because, you know, we're lucky enough that we exist in the same timeline as Taylor Swift. And
I know.
It should be enough.
My friends, like always, the ones that I went to with New York Night 2, we got False God and Holy Ground. And they always keep saying,
False
like,
God's so good.
I know. And they they always be like, oh, man, like, I can't believe she does these mashups now. Like, we got screwed, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you think you got screwed with False God and Holy Ground?
Wow.
Like, please.
Check it.
I know.
Your privilege, girls.
No, seriously. But,
no,
I,
but really,
I get, because like, it wasn't their, like, favorite songs, whatever.
Sure.
But, yeah, the mashups just, like, it kind of, it's like, damn, like. Why did she do that for us, you know?
I know. I think I love it, though, because, again, we're going, so we'll get a mashup.
Yeah. And I also think she probably just, like, was sitting being one selfish. Day and being like, I'm going to mash up two songs. People loved it, and she's like, fuck it, I'm going to keep doing this.
Think about this, too. I mean, she did the tour in the United States, and she gave us all, like, you know, however many songs that she did, blah, blah, blah. The United States got every song in her catalog, basically, at some point.
Yeah.
She's going to Australia. Now she's gone from Australia. That's all she was doing there.
Yeah.
She had to give them all she could.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
That's
like
very
she,
true.
She was only doing
that's a good point.
Seven shows in total in the whole
right.
country.
Right.
They deserve as many as you know, half as many as we did at the very least.
Right. Yeah.
So I have a feeling that this trend will continue at least through to the European countries. Then we'll see if she switches
right.
it up or if she starts wanting to be a little more polished.
I wonder if she'll keep doing it in like Singapore and stuff. Because she has a
I
lot of Singapore shows too. Oh,
I
you think
Singapore,
she has?
Yes. I think Paris maybe.
Yeah. We were in
Paris.
I can't stop listening to that too.
Me neither. My love, we were in
Paris.
Love.
We were somewhere else. Yeah.
We have to do that. We have to, Gia, do that. Isn't there a like a TikTok like or no, is it London and New York?
Yeah, it's oh come back. Yeah. But you're in London and I break down. Yeah. We can't do that one,
can't
unfortunately.
Do that one.
We
do
can
one.
Do Paris.
We can do that because we were in Paris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah.
We'll have to be creative about it. I'm so bad at remembering those things. That's why I'm saying them out.
Yeah, I'll remember.
Really
I'll remember. Yeah.
Okay.
I've already been saving sounds.
Perfect. Perfect. And that's why you're better at this than I am.
Yeah, literally.
So, okay. Excellent. I think that the trend will continue, and I'm not mad about it. I think
no,
it's fine.
Me neither.
I think that people need to get a grip. And,
did you
and that's
see
that.
That Ed Kelsey shaded Bethany Frankel?
Wait. Oh my God, yes, on Facebook, yes. Right? Yes, I did see this. Wait, did you send it to me?
No. We have to find it. I just saw an article about it, but Bethany Frankel posted a TikTok.
Oh, what a freak.
And basically she said that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are both peacocks, in which, you know, like, they like to flaunt, they like to show off, they are showing their beautiful colors, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's saying in a relationship, you can't have two peacocks. You can only have one, or else you're going to break up. So she's saying that she thinks Travis and Taylor are going to break up soon because they're both peacocks. A bunch of news outlets picked up the TikTok, and then I think it was New York Post or Page Six or someone posted an article, and Ed Kelce posted the article onto his Facebook page and said, "Who TF is this troll?"
Why can't I find any tweets? Like, look,
it's like not really on Twitter.
It and it does this.
Oh, because you spelled Bethany wrong. I wrote, oh. Yeah, and yeah, she spells it so fucking whack. B E T H E N N Y.
That's how Bethany spells her name?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I wrote in my blog.
Ed Kelce spell your fucking name at right. Bethany Frankel. I'm just looking for the screenshot of the Facebook, which I can't find.
It's literally just him with the caption, "Who TF is this troll?"
Okay.
Yeah.
And here's what I have to say about Bethany Frankel. Who TF is this troll? And it's tell him, Ed, love it. Frankel further claimed that both Travis and Taylor seemed like being the center of attention, mm-hmm. and that she had been in a relationship with someone like Travis, whom she said is charismatic and passionate, and that it was like driving without brakes. It's really exciting and electric in the beginning, but it does wear on you. It physically wears on you. It emotionally wears on you. Citing for personal experience, there's some embarrassing thing that always happens that you kind of have to explain. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so like I said, here are my thoughts on Bethany Frankel. One, I've never seen someone project harder than this.
I know.
Literally
that's
bringing from her own experience.
No, that's
like,
what
I
said. I was like, clearly, Bethany, right. You've never been in a relationship where two people lift each other up.
Exactly. And that's the main difference here.
Yeah, it seems like you were trying to bring down that man that you were
people,
with.
Right. Like, these people are not intimidated by each other.
Yeah,
neither
yes.
of them is intimidated by each other. They're not worried about it.
Yeah.
And if she's trying to talk about, like, embarrassment or, like, what, I don't know what it is, but
yeah,
these two are just very much on the same level in a lot of
I
ways.
I think she was, like, trying to say, like, that, like, they both don't like each other taking the spotlight from them. And I was like, I don't think that could
be
further
I mean,
from
that
the truth.
Literally could not be further from the truth,
yeah.
correct?
Like, you can see them go out together, and it's not like... Like, it's not like any of them is the star of the show. Like,
right.
they both, like, are with each other the entire time. I don't know.
Completely.
Was so... I think Bethany was just looking for clicks.
Well, here's my thing. Further thoughts on Bethany Frankel. One, yes, she's projecting in this situation. I used to fucking love Bethany. I was a major Bethany fan. I really loved that she spoke her mind.
Yeah.
I liked that she seemed to be the only truth teller in, like, the Housewives universe. Like, she was always kind of going off. I think that at some point, I don't know when it was, maybe when she got a fucking TikTok, she started like just saying a little too much. Like she, yeah, thank you. She's going off in a way that like she's just saying shit for the sake of saying shit
yeah.
at this point, where it's like, you just keep it to your fucking self, Bethany. Nobody needed you to comment on
yeah.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and to project your own past relationship drama onto them, which
yeah.
has nothing to do with it. And I think like at this point, Bethany, like, just do the things that you want to do. Like, stop involving
yeah,
yourself
no
in other people's fucking business. Like, it's unbecoming.
No,
it's
and
unbecoming.
She also...
And she used to be great, so I don't know why the fuck this is, like, the
yeah.
only hill that she ever wants to die on anymore is, like, getting involved in everybody else's fucking business. But stop it, Beth.
And she...
Stop!
No, girl, she needs to stop.
This is
she...
not... You, sometimes you don't need to mention it all, girl.
No, I know. No. yeah, seriously.
Great part of the show. Like, I really was a Bethany fan, and I am not... And I've been less of a fan of her... Lately, this had nothing to do with it. I was already, like, not a fan. But
yeah.
I think that she, like, sometimes just wants to get a thought off, and that's fine. I get it. It's like word vomit, though, at this point, and you just don't need to say shit
yeah.
like that.
She also, like, when, after Taylor's first appearance, I think, at the Chiefs game, the first time she went, Bethany went on TikTok, and she was like, Taylor Swift changes who she is for who she dates. Like, she's,
oh,
like, turning into, she's like, don't turn yourself into like some wag. Like, that's not you. Blah blah
literally,
blah. Like,
shut the fuck up.
It's not like she like
she's
fucking cancels
fun.
Her tour and is following him for the rest of the season. Like,
there's
she is very much keeping her own. Like, yeah, whatever, Bethany.
There is a difference,
Bethany.
There is a major difference between someone who changes their whole personality for their boyfriend and someone who is just doing something new and fun because
yeah.
their boyfriend is involved in something
yeah.
new and fun they've never done before.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift going to support her man at football games is just a fun new thing
like,
that she
God
never had the opportunity
yeah.
to do before.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the problem there? versus like the kind of girl that like starts dressing different, acting different, right. being different. Right. Yes, that there are, those people do exist. This is not the same case.
No, not
so
at all.
So back the fuck up, Bethany. It's like, just chill, girl.
No, literally, Bethany, relax. Chill. There's no reason. Once Ed Kelsey's saying, who TF is this troll? Like, you just need to sit down for
and
a second.
And we love Ed for that. Oh, no. And we love Ed and his loose media training for that.
We stand Ed's Twitter fingers. We stand. Love it. Okay?
Major yeah. stand. I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot all about that. That was just so ridiculous. I don't understand.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the Kelsey family so freaking much.
They they don't give a fuck either. Yeah. Like, they're just like, yeah, no, don't be like this. They're You're trashed. Let's see what else. All right, we got the girl crying. Oh my God, wait a minute. This is just a funny tweet that I sent you that I wanted to bring up. Totally separate. A little bit about Taylor as well. Well, it is about Taylor. I watched the first two episodes, only things that are available, of the Wendy Williams documentary on Lifetime. And it is tremendous. Like, it is uncomfortable.
Where can I watch it?
Lifetime.
Oh.
It is uncomfortable. You can download the app on like whatever. And if you do cable,
yeah,
you can like log in and watch on demand. Those annoying commercials is so annoying, but you can watch it. I think you can also buy it on YouTube TV. Anyway, I don't really know that much about like all that. What I do know is that it is jaw-dropping. Like, you can't believe what you're watching.
I mean, I've seen clips, and I'm like,
right. Wendy. I feel terrible for Wendy.
I know.
But I bring up Wendy because someone tweeted, they were like, we wish Wendy were better because we would need the tea from Wendy on this, because years back, she clocked Joe Alwyn as being broke and like a broke boy, and was like, nah, fuck that. Like, get him out of the thing. Like, she made fun of him for living home with his parents, and then she was like, she also said, she was like, you know, and he says like he pays for everything when they go on dates and stuff, and all I'm thinking is like, yeah, maybe when they go to a nice dinner, Taylor pays for it, and maybe Joe pays for it when they go to Chipotle. And I was like, damn, Wendy,
that's why we need Wendy Williams.
We need
like
Wendy Williams.
She would say the funniest fucking shit all the time. Yeah. Oh my god.
So shout out to Wendy, big time. And
I can't even imagine the funny stuff she would say about Taylor and Travis now.
Right. And
yeah.
Imagine like Wendy Williams and Ed Kelsey pairing up. Like, they would, like, I would like,
could Kelsey's go on the Williams show?
You know that they would. You know that Donna and Ed would 100% go on Wendy Williams, which is like, what a miss.
It
us.
Is kind of crazy. I posted a TikTok like a month ago and I was like, where is she? Like, where is Wendy Williams? Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't seen her in the media, anything. She's
That's
been,
the name of the documentary. Like, MIA. Where is Wendy Williams?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's what it's called?
Yes, literally. Yeah. Where is Wendy Williams?
And then a week later, they're like, she's here and she's not really doing
She's
okay.
not doing great. She really is not doing well. The documentary, the first two episodes I've seen
she's
so
like
far.
She's like alcohol-induced dementia?
Yes. It's terrible. Heavy alcoholism. And she has been in and out of a rehab a little bit. The problem is that she'll spend time with her family down in Florida, which is where they live, and she'll all be fine. And then she'll have to fly back to New York for like business or something. Mm. And then she'll lock herself in her apartment with like a bottle of vodka and like a vape and just sit there. And as a girl, and I, by the way, I've been, remember I said I quit vape? Mm. I've been off the vape since then. So it's
good
been
for
like
you.
A couple weeks, which is great. And I go through phases. So I'm
I was
I'm
about
sure.
to say, I've been off it like a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be back on it at some point. But for now, I really needed to get off. You need to take a break sometimes with these vapes because they do like fuck up your sleep schedule.
Totally.
Fuck up your life.
Your
like,
lungs.
Your lungs. Like, all even apart from the lungs, like they fuck up your temperament.
Yeah, totally.
And so with Wendy, it was affecting her.
Oh, she didn't have her vape.
She would like drink a bottle of vodka and like vape through like four vapes at a time. Like, it was crazy. It's crazy shit.
Damn.
Must watch. But and yes, and now it's come out that she seems to have like an early onset dementia. Ugh. I don't know if it's early onset or what, really, but it's terrible. And we feel bad for Wendy. Pour one out for Wendy.
Yeah, pray for Wendy.
You know.
Seriously.
Yeah. No bullshit.
Yeah.
But so yeah.
You know what else was I was thinking?
A lot.
Not to completely change the subject. Oh, what?
Wait. Keep going, and I'll remember what I have to say.
Well, that gasp was
no,
like...
No, well, because I totally forgot something that we missed. It has to do with Taylor, though, in the concert.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, can people over the age of 10 get the 22 hat? I need to know, because I really would like to try to get it.
Great question. Well, the answer is yes, Gia, because our guy Oliver Mills got it.
Oh, my
and
God,
she has
right,
given it to like,
right,
a few
right,
influencer
right.
type people. But you know what is something interesting? And I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I am following, you know, my entire timeline is overtaken with like Taylor Swift stan Twitter.
Yeah.
Like that's my, so I'm in deep.
Okay.
I'm not participating, but I'm in deep.
Mm.
Taylor Nation has posted a couple things that the fan base doesn't like.
Oh.
And they've deleted tweets because of this. I think they recently reshared a video of a of somebody dancing or singing along to Taylor Swift songs, and they were a problematic person.
Oh.
I don't know. I have no idea what the details are, really.
Okay.
I do know that Taylor Nation fans, you know, people that follow the Twitter account, whatever, tweeted them enough that they deleted it. So I don't know. In the same day, Taylor Nation fans or people were tweeting at Taylor Nation about that girl, Lily, who was a child.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Got the 22 hat last night in Australia, and everybody was very excited about her. She is the girl that was, I think that we've exchanged the TikTok before, the girl who was sitting in her bed, like, memorizing the lyrics.
Yes.
So fucking
so cute.
Cute,
yeah.
But the fans take credit for that because they were like, look, we have all this power over Taylor Nation, blah, blah, blah. I don't like that. I don't like people thinking that they have power
over
Taylor Nation.
Yeah.
Because it's Taylor Nation.
At the end of the day, you don't.
You don't.
Yeah. You could tweet as many times as you
want.
You can
bring some things
matter.
To their attention, but you don't. Let's not get cocky, I think. That's why I worry.
It's also like, why are you like taking credit for a little girl getting the 22
hat? She definitely deserved it.
Yeah.
But Taylor Nation on their own, like, maybe they could have found it on their own. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And yes, I'm sure that there is some like bringing it to their attention, and certainly don't stop those things. But if there comes a time where the stands on Twitter want something to happen and Taylor Swift doesn't oblige or Taylor Nation doesn't oblige, don't come for Taylor Nation on it.
Don't.
That's just where I see this going.
Yeah, that's silly to me. Mm-hmm. I don't ever like see someone get the 22 hat and automatically think like, oh my God, like this person got it only through like fan, like only because other people like got it for them. You know what I mean? Like,
not the case.
Yeah, it's just like,
let's not take credit where
we don't
deserve
just
it.
Let whoever gets it be happy. And especially if someone wants to choose a young, recently 25-year-old girl who has a larger size head, but I do still think it would fit.
True. Do you think the 22 hat? Well, if it's
I don't
Taylor's
know.
Head, do you
have a, I have
head,
a really
have big
head,
like head.
Imagine she gives
do
me
you
the
have
hat.
A big head like that? You don't look like you have a big
when
head
I put on
like
a snapback, I like I'm on like
no.
the fourth button.
Oh,
no,
shut
yeah.
up.
Yeah. I have a deceptively big head.
It
so,
doesn't look big, though. I would not look at you and be like, damn, that's a big head.
Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, I feel like head. It's like proportionate to my body.
100%.
And I sometimes feel like, oh my God, what if I get the 22 hat and she goes to put it on my head and it's just like right on the top of my head. She's like,
what
the fuck?
What if the 22 hat is a fedora on your head? I'm fucking crying. Gia, well, that would be the way that it
and
went.
And also, like, all these
and it's
little...
also you, like, starry-eyed.
Oh, my God.
And she puts it on your head
no,
and it's, like,
all
perched.
These little girls, like, they're so composed. They're so cute.
They're so
like,
good.
They're so good. They, like, are able to talk.
God.
I would just be like...
No, I would be like screaming and like banging my hands on the stage. Like all these people are so chill.
They're
up
so
there.
Composed.
And when they're waiting for her, when she's all the way at the top of the stage
yeah.
and she comes walking down,
like
that
I would
moment.
Puke
no,
on her.
No, literally, Gia. That moment of them walking down and they're like, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I feel like it almost feels like this, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, but I'm saying it in a way that like I don't think I could process it because if I'm sitting at the end of the
no,
stage.
No, I feel like
right?
I'd black out.
Yeah, no, I'm
like,
sitting
like I wouldn't
at the end of the
drink
stage,
anything.
Sitting at the end of the stage, and I see Taylor Swift. She's over there by whoever that is, that NFL cut or NASCAR cutout.
Whoever
man,
that man is.
Over there coming towards. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling it almost is like sleep paralysis vibes where I would see
I
that,
think I would
like,
freeze.
That
yeah.
like coming towards me, like all the dancers and Taylor, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like loud.
You just
spot.
Start having a panic
Sorry
attack.
Screaming. Sorry for screaming just there. I would think I would have a panic attack. No bullshit. I think I would freak the fuck out.
Yeah, I think I would
and
too,
and I don't
honestly.
Know how, like, I think, like, just her coming over, I think I'd faint. Like, I don't know if I would,
I
like,
know.
Freak out. I think I would pass out on the floor.
I
like,
know I wouldn't remember it.
No, I wouldn't
Even
remember
when
it
I met
all.
The Jonas Brothers, I can't remember it because I blacked out.
It is so, no, really, like, it is
so... I was
so
excited.
And 22 is one of those songs that assaults every sense you have.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's just
yeah.
One of
you're
those,
like, oh my God, there's
you
so much...
You know about me,
yeah, yeah.
but I bet you want.
A lot
to.
Of
like,
dancing.
So assaulting.
Of, yeah.
Holy shit. So yeah. Congratulations to the small children who really keep their composure because that would not be me.
No,
it
maybe that's why they don't pick the older people because they know that like they feel their emotions like in a way
Too
worse
much.
Way.
Too
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because we know how to turn our emotions on.
Yeah,
we,
exactly.
We don't know how to turn them off like little children do. Like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
Of course I'm meeting Taylor Swift.
Yeah, whatever.
That girl Lily, she literally was like, her vibe was like, of course this is happening.
Yeah,
like,
she was so cute.
It was really cool. She was super cute. Everything about it is cute. But yes, we pray for the adults that want the 22 hat as well.
Yeah.
My gasp was for Katy Perry. being at the show.
Yeah.
Same show as Travis.
Yeah, that was so cute.
Katy Perry and Rita Ora were there together, seemingly. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift's relationship, what a long way we've
yeah,
come.
Yeah, what a roller coaster.
It's been a long and winding road mm-hmm. for the two of these
yeah,
women.
Yeah, totally.
I tried to do a little bit of research
yeah.
to figure out what was going on, or to remember the beef. From what I could tell,
she like took her background yeah. singer, dancers, right?
Taylor had like backup dancers that she loved, and they ended up like Katy Perry like poached them, and then maybe Katy Perry was talking some shit about Taylor.
Yeah, they had like a Twitter thing, I think, right?
Yes,
yeah,
something a little bit of like passive aggressive bullshit.
Didn't Calvin Harris, when they broke up, he's like, he tweeted something like, "I won't have you drag my name through the mud like you did Katy."
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. That I didn't see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he said, I know, he's such a douchebag. Wait,
just had a question about Cal. Well, no, not a question, but this isn't a
celebrity mashup.
No, This Is What You Came For was a
written by Taylor Swift.
That's
yeah.
On a question I just did on the dozen.
Yeah.
And that's all I'll say.
Niels Jorgen or whatever the fuck
yep,
her name
Niels
was.
Niels Jorgen.
Did you see my TikTok of me
Niels
talking?
Niels Soderbergh.
Oh, yeah, Soderbergh.
yeah, yeah,
who's
yeah.
Niels Jorgen?
Niels.
I don't know.
Taylor's a pseudonym for those
yes.
who don't know.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah.
grandma and I were talking and she was like, what ex did Taylor Swift see at the Grammys? Like, who was that? I was like, I don't know. Like, there wasn't really, I don't think any of her exes were there. Like, I didn't see pictures. She's like, oh, she walked by him at the Grammys. She walked by him. I was like, oh, Calvin Harris.
Calvin
and
Harris.
She just goes, he's ugly. He's ugly.
I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, I disagree with your grandma because
he's hot.
Unfortunately, he's
he
hot.
He had
yes.
a bad beard, so I get why she said
he did
he's
have
ugly.
An ugly beard.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Had, he had an ugly beard.
Scruffy.
But he's like, he's married now, right? Like,
I
he's
think,
married,
yeah, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I think that whole thing was like, he was probably just a fuckboy DJ. You know?
Yeah.
You just can't, you don't marry the DJ.
No,
okay? Emily Ratajkowski.
We've said that. We have literally said
we
that.
We told Emrata.
Yeah.
And she didn't listen.
We've said that since like maybe day one.
Day one.
Phone a friend. What was it? On the other line.
On the other line. Calls. Phone calls.
Phone
in.
A friend.
Phone
yeah,
a friend.
Yeah.
It was basically phone a friend. We've been saying it since phone a friend.
Yeah.
Don't date the DJ.
Don't marry the DJ. Jesus Christ. The champagne's
don't do
going
it.
To my head. Don't jerry. The champagne is
hitting.
Don't jerry the DJ.
Okay? Don't blah, 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 the DJ. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Don't do it. No, but for real. It's
yeah.
So yeah, fuck Calvin Harris for real, for real. I also think that Katy Perry,
she posted a very funny video of her
hilarious
yeah,
video
yeah.
singing along or like giving like a face to Bad
yeah,
Blood, which was like about Katy Perry.
Yeah,
or she was involved. It wasn't like all about Katy
yeah,
Perry,
yeah.
but it was like, you know,
she
inspired
some,
by.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we all know that, of course, they squashed their beef years ago.
She was in the,
during the
you need
to
calm
down
right,
video
yeah.
when Katy showed up wearing her
hamburger
costume, which is what she wore to the Met Gala.
Oh.
Yes. Which is why
she's
she
an outfit
that.
Repeater.
She's an outfit repeater. Lizzie McGuire, you're an outfit repeater.
Yeah.
And so
Katy Perry,
you're an
outfit
repeater.
Yeah.
She wore that. Taylor had dressed in the You Need to Calm Down video as a thing of fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hugged.
Very cute.
Whole thing, beef
yeah.
squashed, friends
again. And she
again.
Posted on her Instagram after the show, right? Like with my... Like my longtime friend or like
yes.
my friend
Katy?
Over the years. Yeah, yeah.
yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. So they're totally back in on each other. They're friends again. But I do think that it's an interesting interesting turn of events because it does show like sometimes you have falling outs with friends and sometimes you can repair
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that with Katy Perry, that whole thing was so like petty and weird.
And they
probably,
were also both
like,
young. And Taylor was also very young.
Yes.
Like it happened a really, Katy really
too.
Long time ago.
Were,
yeah.
10 years ago at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but they're all fine. And I was happy to see her at the show.
I was very happy
what
to see her,
What was she
too.
Doing at the Australian show?
I know,
so random.
So random. I wonder
Rita
if
Ora too.
She might maybe just be chilling there. She's not, is she, does she still do her Vegas residency? Because maybe she was in Vegas.
Could have been.
I don't know, but yeah.
Did she take the plane?
Yeah.
No, we right with Travis. Imagine.
Yeah, they all just went together.
That would have been so hilarious.
But I was confused as to why she was there, but I was happy to see her.
It's a random place for her to be, but yes.
I don't really get.
Her.
I feel like Katy Perry Loki gets a lot of hate, and I will say she hasn't come out with good music in a very long time.
Agreed.
But I kind of like Katy Perry.
I love Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She was the fucking hotness when I was in college. Oh my God. 2009 to 2013.
Yeah.
Katy Perry in that
yeah.
time? Get out.
She's had so many bangers. That whole, her like first album, I forget
yeah.
what it's called.
I don't know either.
So, so good. Like that song, I think like You're So Gay is on that album and I forget what other songs.
I Kissed a Girl,
just,
obviously
like, the
fabulous.
Movies. Like she has such good, the one that got
great
away.
Songs. What's the one that was so...
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, my God. You know what was really big? I think it was Fireworks.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
And, like, Roar. Those Roar. Both came out when I was in college. And it was just like...
Wide Awake, Dark Horse, Hot and Cold.
Wide Awake, Dark Horse. Dark Horse was out when I was in college.
She's a beast. I call her Karma. I eat her heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Go. I one of the boys.
Wait, you should listen to this album because it's really, really good. I think you would like it a lot. Well, waking Up in Vegas.
I know. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get
for waking up in Vegas. Banger.
I Kissed a Girl, so good.
Shake the glitter. Yeah,
so good.
Just unfortunate that she has not had a good song in a pretty long time.
Yeah, she's been popular. Well, you know what? She's busy with American Idol. People forget that she's still on American Idol. My parents love American Idol. They still watch religiously. So she's crushing it there. People like her on there.
Yeah,
good for
her. Shout out Katy Perry.
Shout out
Katy
Perry.
Maybe don't try to take houses from nuns.
Don't do that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forget about that. She had a little snafu.
Yeah, with a bunch of old lady nuns.
Do you know what people think about Katy Perry? They think that she's JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh, wait, yes, I think I have seen that because they looked exactly alike as a kid. She was blonde as a kid, right?
Yes, they look exactly like as kids. And her parents, Katy Perry's parents, are like
super
evangelical,
Catholic, right?
Something crazy, like some like crazy religious cult vibe, something. So people think that she is JonBenet Ramsey somehow.
Wow.
I like to subscribe to that theory. Same age, they were the same age.
I don't know much about JonBenet, but
would be fucking hilarious, honestly, if literally someday Katy Perry was like, by the way, yes, I am JonBenet Ramsey. I think
like
the
on
world
her
would explode. Yeah.
Yeah.
The world would explode. That's a crazy secret to keep for a long time. I feel like at this point they're like, why keep that secret?
I wouldn't be able to keep that secret ever.
I would blab that secret so fast.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, Katy Perry was there. Rita Ora was there. Love that.
Rita.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Happy for them for going to the show.
Me too.
Travis left, went back, like we said, to his party.
Did you see that video of them walking where they're like swinging hands?
Yeah, so cute.
So cute.
After the show.
Yeah.
Really cute.
They just really make my heart soar.
Me too.
To the universe.
And they're having a good time and it makes me happy.
Yeah.
It makes me happy to see them having a good time.
I really just need them to walk a red carpet together, please.
Oh my God, yes.
That's all I ask.
Well,
Met Gala.
Met Gala is upon us. Oh my God. And what a total miss by me. My brain must have just been absent from my head. I don't even know if we were talking about it on the pod or after the pod about the Met Gala. For some reason, I said that Taylor Swift had only been to the Met Gala once. Bleachella. I don't know if I said that on the microphone or not, but I was wrong. So mistaken. She had been like four times, looking cute a bunch of times, but Bleachella was the most noticeable.
It was her last one as well.
And it was her last one. And it was, what, like 8 years ago or something?
Yeah,
crazy?
It was Reputation.
Reputation.
Or right before Reputation came out.
Yes. And also, she was a co-chair at that point.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's why it was like very heavily publicized. Mm. And it was like, I forget, it was like the new age of technology or something. It was like a funky
year. Her outfit was
really
cool. Yeah.
Everybody's outfits were cool that year. So that's that. But I have a feeling that, I mean, Met Gala, come on. We got it. First Monday in May. She has time to go and then to get on a plane the next day and then head over to Paris.
Yeah.
Which is, again, like a 7-hour flight.
I would love it. I just really want to see like a good like
it's gotta happen.
HD photo of them.
Right.
Sound like a creep.
No, but it's so true.
Yeah.
And also, too, we looked before that Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes had been to the Met Gala before. So I'm certain they'll be invited again, especially because the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, we are primed for a Met Gala carpet appearance.
Yeah, agreed.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
And that'll be the first Monday in May, as we all know, which I believe is the fourth,
I think it's, I don't know. I'll
tell you right now. The sixth.
Okay, nice.
So May the sixth will be the Met Gala. Set your calendar, set your watches.
Literally.
What else? What else has happened with her? I feel like that's kind of it.
I know. It was kind of a slow weekend.
It was slow.
Not slow, concert-wise,
people
but.
People were popping off about the, about the mashups.
Yeah.
They really couldn't get enough about the mashups. Oh, yeah. The Coney Island fires. Here's the thing. So if you're interested in that, the Coney Island fires at the Albatross Hotel, the west end of the Bowery. What is going on? If you look up like Heart of Coney Island, Fiery Passions. I'll just read it. Fiery Passions and the Cleansing Fire of 1903, which I think 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah. 1903 adds up to 13. That's another thing. On November 1st, 1903, just a couple of months after nearby Luna Park had wrapped up its inaugural season, one of the worst fires in Coney Island's history consumed over 260 buildings. It began in the Albatross Hotel at the west end of the Bowery. West End is also in London Boy, by the way, and was carried by the wind eastward to Jones Walk. It was prevented from going further by a brick wall that Feltman had wisely built after the 1899 fire to protect his property from the fire-prone wooden Bowery buildings. Every structure in the Bowery was destroyed, and almost every building between Surf Avenue and the beach was burned. The fire is said to have been set by a former employee of the Albatross Hotel because of unrequited love for a female employee who preferred the attentions of the hotel's owner. The reform element at Coney Island, which still hated the Bowery because of its less than Puritan venues, was predictably not overly disappointed to see the whole area burnt down.
Wow.
So that is interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I wonder if it's going to be like maybe like a Last Great American Dynasty thing where it's like a storytelling, you know, of like the hotel. That would be very cool.
I mean, all those, again, Once Upon a Time, the Planets and the Fates and all the Stars Align for a story like that.
Oh yeah, totally.
Coney Island, Albatross,
1903, adding
Bowery
up the fucking,
Bowery, yeah. Like it's
crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She doesn't sleep. I swear to God. Also, one thing, Katy Perry did comment that she shipped Travis and Taylor.
That was a while back.
Which was a really long time ago, which is very funny.
She's been shipping.
She's the literal OG.
She's been shipping it.
But yeah.
What else? Let's go through our thing. So
it's like kind of it. Honestly, they just. And then they did the zoo, and they were just chilling at the zoo, and it was so cute.
Oh, this was funny. I was about to say, for those who don't know, me and Gia, like, literally all day long, just send back and forth, like, Taylor Swift's tweets, like, tweets we see about Taylor Swift. And if they're interesting enough, we bring them up on the pod. I loved the video, or the update from this girl, who, she tweeted out, Sydney Swifties, I have an emergency. Does anyone have one pair of extra contact lenses with a minus 2.5 prescription? I've lost one of my contacts down the drain this morning, and no eye doctor will give me an emergency pair without a prescription from a doctor, which I can't get.
Mm-hmm.
Then she tweeted, update, I got the contact, which is so fucking awesome. Hilarious. And I want to shout out to my girls with contacts. You fucking know. Like, if you forget to pack extra contacts... No,
you like bring like a pair of glasses with you.
You can bring glasses, but you never want to be like wearing glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I'm somebody who I never bring my glasses anywhere because I never wear my glasses because they give me vertigo. Mm. Like, I am so used to my contacts, I'm so blind, and I'm so used to my contacts that I wear them 24/7. And so if I put my glasses on, it makes me feel sick to my stomach a little bit. So, shout out to this girl. I totally feel the need for extra contacts and the need for getting them. And shout out to the Swiftie that came through.
Seriously, one thing about Swifties is we will help each other.
We'll always help each other. Yeah. We'll always come through.
Yeah.
It's going to be fabulous.
It's a beautiful thing.
Excellent. It's going to be fabulous. What's going to be fabulous?
It's going to be fabulous.
I'm just
whatever
talking.
It is, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Whatever it is, it's going to be great.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it,
though. Yeah, me too.
As far as Taylor is concerned, she goes to, let's see, get my handy-dandy sheet. Saturday, March 2nd is the first Singapore show.
Slay.
We have Saturday, March 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Wow, okay, a lot of shows.
Are all
second, third,
Singapore.
4th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Okay.
All shows in Singapore, and then she has the month off, and then Paris. Can you believe we're going?
No.
Isn't that
fucking
crazy?
It's not going to hit me
it's
until like
me
the day before.
Until I'm on the plane, it won't hit me.
Yeah,
and then so like, oh my God, Gia, no. I like can't contain myself.
It's insane.
Like, Gia, we're going to be in Paris.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be also seeing Taylor Swift. Like, I'm going to freak
it makes
the
no
fuck
sense.
Out.
It really makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Oh my God. I'm going to need to start going to my tanning. I bought like a tanning package, right? I told you this, right? Did I?
No.
I bought a tanning package just a week, because I was so depressed. And I was like, I'm going
to
kill
myself. You need to be tan?
Just not even tan. It's the UV rays.
Okay.
And I also have written about this in my newsletter before. Like, when I was younger, my mom is, she understands seasonal depression.
Mm.
Always has, which I love that she has. And because I am very affected. And if it's like, you know, gloomy and gray outside for too many days in a row, cold too many days in a row, I'm depressed as fuck, which I have been. So when I was younger, the last resort was always my mom would be like, Kelly, let's just go get a, like, just go sit in a tanning bed for 10 minutes. Like, the warmth will help you. Yeah. It'll feel good on your skin, like, something about it. I know that it also causes cancer. Don't give me shit for that. This is, we're not thinking about cancer right now. We're thinking about, like,
please,
the immediate, which is my mental health. Cancer's down the road.
It's not like you're doing it every fucking day.
No, no. So we would go, I'd get one, like, I'd go one time and I'd be like, this is amazing. I'd maybe get, you usually can only, like, you have to buy like a week.
Yeah.
And so I'd get a week, I'd go like every day, and it would like basically cure my depression every time. So I was so desperate a couple weeks ago that I found a tanning bed in New York City near my apartment, and I bought a week of tanning. But I only went one time.
Like, you're going to do it before Paris?
Well, I think so. I might have to do it sooner than that, to be honest. I think I still need it. I still need to go. But the day that I went and bought the week-long package is the only day that I went and actually tanned, and it helped so much just that one day that I was like, all right, I can make it. Like, I'll be okay. Like, it was 5 minutes. 5 minutes in the bed, and I was like, all right, I can make it through a couple more weeks. Yeah.
I'm more of a spray tan. I'm a spray tan girl. I love a spray tan.
Well, I like a spray tan. Yeah. I like a spray tan, but it's not the look of being tan.
It's the UVs, warmth and the rays. Right.
Something about it. And I know that people will give me shit for that, but like I said, it's life or death here. Okay.
Yeah. You're doing what you have to do.
I'm doing what I have to do. I'm not condoning it. Don't do as I say, not as I do. Don't go in a tanning bed. But if you're gonna kill yourself, maybe go in a tanning bed.
Yeah.
You can just go in for 5 minutes and then you'll feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
So I may have to go to a tanning bed before this. Just to make sure I'm on the up and up.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. That's the moral of the story.
Thank you.
It's so expensive in the city. I got a spray tan. I'm $75.
Oh my God. Do you go Sugared and Bronzed? I
no,
love it there.
Just this place, Gotham Glow. It actually was really good. Yeah.
Is it a machine or a solo girl?
A person did it.
Always a girl.
$75.
Do you feel weird getting a spray tan? Do you go naked?
I don't go. I keep my underwear on.
Oh, I don't.
But
I don't like
I don't
like the lines. And I always feel bad
about the lines. I just don't want to go full
puss.
Yeah. There's just no need. So I just wear black underwear and it's not a big deal.
I pull out my whole puss.
I respect that.
Sometimes you gotta.
Maybe I would if I knew the lady more, but
I just don't like the tan lines of underwear.
I don't really care. It's like, who's seeing it?
True facts.
Yeah.
Facts. What am I talking about?
Because I'll tell you what, no one is.
Yeah.
Besides
no.
This girl. I guess so.
You've seen it in the mirror.
Yeah, literally. And like my friends, when I'm like passed out on the bathroom floor, my skirt's riding up.
On your 25th birthday.
Yeah, no, literally.
They're the ones seeing it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Should we cut ourselves off? At this point?
Yeah.
Who's listening in on the control room? I'm going to kill myself. That's another thing.
Yeah, I want to gibberish.
I want to say that out loud as well. People that don't know, inside Barstool Sports, we have all these rooms, these recording rooms that we're sitting in. There's also like a camera and access to the main control room, the brain of the office,
hub.
The hub.
Yeah.
And they can tune in whenever they want.
Yeah, they can turn the mics.
And I think
that's mics.
Fucked up. I think it's fucked up.
It's the price you got to pay.
Because I feel safe in here.
Yeah, you feel like you can say anything.
Ooh, I can say what I want. No, I can't. Who knows who's in that room?
TGA. TGA has a list.
I trust TGA, though.
So do I.
I trust him.
I trust all those guys. But you never know when they might accidentally turn on something.
True.
You know?
And also people waltz in randomly.
That's true.
Myself included. I always waltz in.
Same.
I snoop. So I know that other people snoop, too.
Oh, I need to know the tea. Always.
Yeah, always need to know the tea. All right. Enough. Taylor Swift is our queen, our goddess. We love her so much. Happy birthday,
love
Gia.
Her. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you guys so much. See you next week.
Bye.
Or wait. See you on Thursday.
See you on Thursday.
See you on Thursday.